MC Hammer, you can't touch this. You're on 88 FM, coming to you live from the center of Belito on a Thursday afternoon. And in the studio with me right now, I have Dawn and Bram Nietling. Welcome to the show, folks.
Nice Thanks,
to have
Dave.
You on board.
Thank you.
So here we are, and we're discussing it's an appeal, really, for their son, Benjamin. The Hope for Benjamin campaign is something that, well, I think every parent can get behind in terms of, you know, it's kind of luck of the draw. You have a family, and you really hope for good fortune and good health and good luck and all of those things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes fate just deals you a blow. Yeah. So tell us the story that has come to pass so far with regards to Benjamin's life. Would you possibly open up with that, Dawn?
Yeah, sure. Benjamin started, he was 3.5, and he started to have really bad seizures.
What caused them?
We don't know. Up until today, the doctors couldn't give us a reason why.
He was quite normal, happy, healthy?
He was normal. He was born normal. There was no problems with my pregnancy. There was nothing, yeah. And then, it just started one day, and then he was having 12, 14 seizures on a weekend. We were from province to province looking, you know, from psychology.
Medical people couldn't sort out the
neurologist.
That must have been terrifying for you.
It was. I mean, he was continuously having seizures. Medication wasn't helping. The diets weren't helping. Nothing was helping. But we can say now that after almost 7 years of continuous seizures, he's now been almost 3 years seizure-free.
And is he badly affected as a result?
He's been affected. His frontal lobe is now underdeveloped. And
can he live a normal life?
He can live a normal life. They say he'll probably always need assistance.
Okay.
We're hoping that...
But with the right environment.
With the right environment, yeah, that's a thing.
He could learn to cope.
He could learn to cope. He needs to be taught the tools by the right psychologist, the right therapist. And
is he your only child?
No, he's our second son. We have an elder son.
It must be very tough for him as well.
It's very tough for him as well. Yeah.
And Bram, as a dad, it must be awfully, hard for you to handle this kind of medical crisis.
Yeah, Dave, you know, the thing is, it's not just handling the situation. There's a lot of people don't understand Benjamin's type of child that actually he needs a lot of attention the whole time, more than a normal child actually does. He doesn't like spending time alone. He's constantly around me at home when I'm gonna get home and things like that. And the thing is just that he craves love and attention from people. He's a people's person at the end of the day. And it's difficult for him because sometimes people, he senses rejection in a way when people don't understand where he comes from, what's wrong with him. And
does he present as different?
No,
not really.
So if you saw him, you wouldn't see an obvious...
Yeah. No. He's got what you call a... invisible disability.
Okay.
You know, which makes it extra hard because people just think he's being naughty or he's just...
But you find him a loving...
He is. He's loving.
Happy child.
He's a happy child. He loves people. I mean,
all he needs is an environment in which he
right
can thrive.
The right environment.
Schooling. And, of course, we're very fortunate in this area, the greater Belito area, that there is a special needs school called Bloom.
Yes.
And it really apparently is extraordinarily good for children like Benjamin. They get great results. And this is where you're hoping that you'll be able to place him. But, of course, it's an expensive option. And it's expensive because it's a small school and they need to have the resources that they obviously have to pay heavily for.
Yes.
And one would love to be able to say, well, it should be free. You know, in an ideal world, it would be like that. But no, we understand.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It is the right facility for your son. You've tried to get him in there before, have you not? He was there for a while.
No, what we did is basically when we moved here in 2019, I previously transferred, the previous company I worked for, I transferred here and that, and we found the option that Bloom was the place for him to go. We had sponsors and things, and then COVID landed. And when COVID landed, unfortunately, the sponsors had to withdraw as well. And so we had gone basically full circle in the past 3 years with him, trying to get him into establishments that have said that they can assist with special needs and that. But the thing is that we've gone full circle now, gotten him back to Bloom, having him reassessed and things. And at the end of the day, we have determined that that is the best place for him to develop, because okay. they've got everything that is required for him.
So now Hope for Benjamin has been launched. Is it a kind of a backer buddy type arrangement? How does it work?
It's just a Facebook page that I created to create awareness for him and to help raise funds.
It's a fundraiser. That's
it's
the
a
point.
Fundraiser. Mm-hmm.
Awareness is absolutely important and paramount, but the real issue here is you guys need to be able to send your son to the school that you've identified as the right place, and it is a fabulous environment for children with this kind of challenge, but you need help.
Yes.
And
yeah.
this is a marvelous community. You know, the Greater Ballito community is really, when it gets behind a project and it generally opens hearts and wallets to this kind of request. So guys and girls, if you're listening to this and you are able to contribute, it doesn't really matter the quantum. I mean, we'd love you to contribute lots of money, but it doesn't really matter, because even if it's a small amount, if there are many of us contributing, that... And it needs to be sustainable. So you know, what? Make a pledge that you can stick to for, you know, the year. Maybe a monthly pledge, a couple of rand here and there, a couple of hundred rand even better, a couple of thousand rand first prize. But let's find out, how do you identify the page? Where do we go to find it?
It's called Hope for Benjamin, and it's on Facebook.
Yeah. Just like that.
Just like that.
Hope for Benjamin
yeah.
on Facebook. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a shot of the studio environment here to remind you what you've been listening to. It'll go up on our catch-up podcasts, available on our apps, available on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and on our website, so that if you've just tuned in and you didn't catch the entire discussion, you can go back and listen to it. Share it. Share the love, and the information that you require to take you to that web page will be on that podcast catch up, so you don't have to worry about writing anything down at the moment. My very special guests, Dawn and Bram Nietling, their son Benjamin needs help. All they need is financial support, and you could change his life quite literally, and we appeal to you to do just that. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show, folks.
Thank you for having us.
And the show continues.